Now talking about the stitching that holds the tefillin together, if that opened up, the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the two stitches next to each other, or if it rips in three places, but not next to each other, one on each side, and it's possible. But less than that, it's still kosher. This is talking about old tefillin. By new ones, as long as the bottom, the titura on the bottom is in place, then it is kosher. Elam chadashim kosher often mixes shenikra tifrei v'toilim boi hatfilin v'chozik v'inu mafsik v'meinu roi litlis boi elo v'nifsak harei l'yishonim. Chadashim is that if you hold part of the leather, the hide, that the stitching has been ripped, and you hold up the tefillin by that piece of hide, it won't fall apart. That's considered chadashim. So today's tefillin are always, again, the chadashim according to this definition. The Rambam says, v'yishayimim, the chadashim soon v'yishayim k'shayimim. The others say the other way around. And the chadashim have the problem, v'toyv lach l'shtei asvaris. So v'meila, we have to math by according to both opinions, and therefore, whenever two tefillin are ripped near one another, or three, even not next to each other, we'd have to redo it. If someone's stuck without any tefillin, then he could use his tefillin and assume that it's tefillin l'chadoshim. And rely on the opinions that chadoshim is the same. Become a balanced education, make a bracha because it's a suffix if it's kosher or not. Mishnah Berurah brings that the Shulchan Aruch has the opinion of the Rambam, but there are many Rishonim that are even more lenient than the Rambam, and they say that if there's only two tefillin that were ripped, it is kosher. Only when there's three, it becomes possible. So if this situation comes up, obviously one should fix it, but you can still put on tefillin without a bracha, as long as three tefillin were not ripped.